Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here as we kick things off this morning. And as it closed on Friday, our livestock futures, mostly positive on Friday.
Yes, they were. Now, feeders held the best gains, but we did see upside on Friday. The trading was higher by at the close of the day, but as I said, it was the feeders that had the best strength by the close of the session. Now, we also had a cattle on feed report, which was pretty much a neutral report. It held no real surprises for the market. We'll probably not have really any influence at 9:05 this morning when we reopen. Now, cash cattle traded last week at lower money, mostly 159 from what we've heard, and the runs have been on the small side. That will probably have more an effect on what happens with the opening at 9:05 than that cattle on feed report will. Boxed beef prices continue to trend lower. Choice down $1.17. Selects were down $2.48 on Friday on a movement of only 89 loads. Cattle killed Friday, 106,000 head. The weekly killed 571,000. The feeder cash index was up 4 cents, and we saw lean hogs close Friday on a positive note. Friday's closes saw October cattle 2 cents higher, October feeder cattle up $1.02, and October lean hogs up $3, looking pretty much for a mixed opening for our livestock markets.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures as they finish the day on Friday. And, you know, grains continue to struggle. It's lowered across the board Friday.
Exactly right, Dave. Trading was negative Friday for the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans, with the wheat and soybeans having double-digit losses. Now, for the week, December corn lost 7 cents, November soybeans lost 28 cents, and December KC wheat lost 33 cents for the week. The grain and soy futures are still at the mercy of the negative technicals and fundamentals. Prices are holding at or near contract lows. Over the weekend, Egypt purchased a cargo of U.S. wheat for the first time since February. Trading was active overnight in Chicago wheat and in the soybeans. At the moment, December KC wheat is 3 cents higher, December corn down 2.25, November soybeans down 14.5 cents, December cotton taking a hit down 132 points, November crude oil is unchanged, December dollar index is down 1.5 cents, and December Dow Jones futures 37 points lower this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and that's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.